I love that song. Yeah, and you do it so well. Thank you. That really reminded me when I was a little girl, and also what Reverend Suzanne read. I used to do church service in the woods in the burned out redwood tree, and I would make everybody who was visiting us at our cabin go to church. I know you can't believe that, but that's what I did. I was about six, seven years old. The only song I knew was Holy, Holy, Holy. So we sang that every Sunday. And I did collect an offering, and I sent it to my church when I came back to church in the city. Anyway, thank you, Gary. Thank you so much. So welcome to Easter service. And today the talk title is Broken Open. And I think Broken Open is the perfect talk for Easter Sunday. Broken open to the new. The new ideas that are coming to us, that are being asked of us. The resurrection, the rising up into a greater sense of ourselves. That's what broken open is. The pandemic has stopped us and is breaking us open to new experiences, new ways of living, new ways of being, breaking us away from the old beliefs, the old patterns that have kept us limited. It certainly has me. I'm on a whole new trajectory to, anyway, movement forward. It's not as much fun as having you here because then you laugh at me and it's encouraging. But you can see it here, a couple of them laughing. The pandemic is breaking us out of our shell. It is breaking us out of our comfort zone, our old ways of being and believing. You see, being broken open is asking each one of us to awaken, to emerge into the new presence of our own being. As a plant breaks through the seed, it has to have that urge to grow and to break the pods, the seed pod. And a chick breaks the shell. A butterfly breaks open the cocoon. Transmutation is here this Easter more than any other time in our lives. Let's use it wisely and well. I love this quote. The time has come when the risk to remain tight as a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. Let's not hold tight to the old way of living, the old way of being. Let's be courageous enough to open, to allow the new to take place in our lives, because I believe that's what we're all being asked to do. I believe we are being asked to blossom into our divine nature, to learn, to grow, to claim and live from our highest possibility. What does that look like to you? What is your highest possibility? That possible expression that lives within each one of us that says, bloom, bloom. First, I believe in the blooming, we need to let go of the fear. Let go of what's wrong or who's wrong. Let go. Bloom. Rise up. Rise and praise your life. Raise and praise your life. We talked about that last week. I hope you've been doing it all week. Because it helps us, in my opinion, to see clearly. See, Easter calls us to move through changes in our lives. Easter to me is always an awakening into something new, releasing those things that no longer serve us. What is it that you're willing to let go of today? See, I believe something new is calling your name. Easter is an awakening time to that gloriousness that lives within you. We begin first in consciousness. First in conscious awareness as we lean into the truth. Lean into a greater sense of our unity and harmony within our own being. Ernest Holmes, our founder, said, "The spirit that raised Jesus dwells in each one of us. Everything is created from within out." So everybody breathe into that. Let me read that one again. The spirit that raised Jesus dwells in each one of us. Everything is created from within out, not from out to within. When we try and figure out what's going on out there to decide what we're going to be inside, we're really backwards. Stop it. This is why when we say the Christ within is our hope and glory is the truth. It supports our awakening. The Christ within is our hope and glory. That's what we're cultivating, is going within and finding the light of truth within each and every one of us. It's not out there. Today, I invite each one of us to rise up, opening and allowing life circumstances to point us to new doors, new ideas, allowing new opportunities to emerge from each one of us. It's right there, right where you are. You're full of it. I tell you that every Sunday. It's time now for you to believe it. What are you full of? Are you full of excitement of what the new is yet to be revealed for you? Are you full of excitement of the adventure of the rising up this Easter? I hope so. I know so, because I know who you are. Deepak Chopra says, the symbolic language of the crucifixion is the death of all paradigms. Resurrection is a leap into a whole new way of thinking. Let's look at that. The symbolic language of the crucifixion is the death of all paradigms. Resurrection is the leap into a whole new way of thinking. So we're going to take a look at that this morning. And a lot of what I'm talking to you about is coming from Neville Goddard's interpretation of the scriptures. This is a book I love, and keep in touch, because that's the book I'm going to be teaching soon. And I'd love to have all of you in that class. We're going to do it Zoom. I'm learning Zoom. Okay. So let's take a look at Jesus the man. Because he was a man. Jesus Christ was not his name. His name was Jesus. He was not Mr. Christ. Now, I try and say this every Easter so that we get an understanding that Christ wasn't his last name. Jesus allowed the Christ within him to be awakened. Consciousness of a man who gave up his belief in a God separate or apart from himself. Now, hear that one again. Jesus gave up the belief in a God separate from him. He knew and claimed and accepted that the power within him was the Father God. That's what made him the Christ, the way shower. It's the Father within that doeth the work. Jesus kept repeating that to everybody. It is not me. It is the Father within me that doeth the work. Before any demonstration of healing, Jesus would stop and give thanks to his Father, to God, for the healing that was going to take place. Notice again, it is not I that doeth the work. It is the Father within. I think it's so important for us to understand this, because when we understand this, we recognize there is a power within that supports us in every moment. And this is the time We need to know that. See, Jesus cultivated an opening to the power that lived within him. Are you willing today to cultivate that power that lives within you? No one is left out of it. Hallelujah. However, everyone must find it for themselves. Not just because I say so or anybody else, but because you know so. Because you're willing to say, I'd rather know that that power is within me than outside of me. Because it will lift me, heal me, remind me that I'm loved, cherished, and adored. Unifying ourselves with the Father, Mother, God, I believe, is the work that we're being asked to do, is our job, is our human self desiring to come into harmony with our divine self. See, Jesus also said, you too shall do greater things than I have done. He didn't say, I am the only one that can do this, so sorry about that, folks, you're out of luck. He said, no. He said, you too shall do greater things than I have done. Today, I invite each one of us to bloom, to believe, to go beyond where we've ever thought we could go before, because this truth lives within each and every one of us. It's right now where you are. The Bible proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that Moses and the other prophets were in accord with this, as to identify and become the nature of God. Moses at the burning bush asked, who shall I say sent me? And the bush replied, actually it was God, I am sent you. Now that's a very important statement. We've talked about this before. I am is how we connect to our divine self. I am. Blessed. I am the beloved place where God shows up. I am literally creates every time we use this word, I am, we are creating. So you want to be careful what you put with I am. Because if you start saying I am sick, I am scared, I am doubtful, then guess what you're creating? Greater sense of fear, greater sense of doubt. If I'm needing to talk about something that's going on with me, I never use I am. I change it to I'm. I'm questioning. I'm doubting. Because you see, that's not from the creation place. I am blessed. I am living in the favor of God. I am creating an atmosphere where I am healthy, whole, and complete. You see, that's creating. We literally create every time we use the word I am. I am blessed. I am healthy. I am lifted up. I am calls upon the power of God within us to respond. I am favored by God. So are you. You see, what is true for one must be true for the other. I say to a lot of clients, it's okay if you don't believe right now. I believe enough. I have enough faith for the two of us. So just relax. The awareness of being as God is stated hundreds of times in the New Testament. So here's a few. I am the shepherd. I am the door. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way. I am the beginning and I am the end. I am the Alpha. I am the Omega. Everybody breathe into that. Now, it doesn't state, I, Jesus, am the door. It doesn't state, I, Jesus, am the way. It clearly stated, I am is the way. You see the difference when we put the emphasis on the I am. Recognizing that All Jesus was a way shower for each and every one of us. Oh, yeah, he did the work. He did the work. He cultivated the presence and the power of God within him. This awakening of being into the I am is the door through which all manifestations of life pass into the world of form. I am starts first from that sacred and holy place within each and every one of us to create the manifestations. So we want to say that when we all go back to a different way of life, which it will be, we'll be more conscious of a lot of things. However, we will return to a wonderful way of life, and we need to see and say, I am returning. Life is richer for each and every one of us. See, the I am expresses in and as each and every one of us. The I am shows us who we each are, blessed, favored, chosen by the God of our being. I'm going to invite each one of us to claim this greater this Easter than ever before and to rise in it and to allow it to become us, because it is who we are. Might as well let it shine. This truth is what sets us free. It's time for each one of us to give up the idea that we're separate from God. That's what Jesus had to do. It's time for you to do it. It's time for me to do it in a greater way than we've ever thought possible. Today, I invite each one of us to claim our Father God as the unique awareness of our being. Thank you, God. Thank you, Divine Presence. Guide me through this process. Let me know that I'm not alone in this, and that I stay open to receive the greater good. As Jesus and the prophets did, claim today the blessings of God are yours. Why not? It's much more fun, much more enjoyable. Just take a moment and breathe into that. I am blessed. I am blessed. I and my God are one. Yet Jesus said, my Father is greater than I. He did not say he was the great one in the whole mix. The Father is greater than I am. Anchor today as you never have. Because together, I believe we will break through to a greater truth, to our own freedom. Raise and praise your divine self. Today and every day, raise and praise the glory of God that lives within you. Even if you're not too sure about it, just raise and praise anyway. Let us each go boldly to God today, knowing we are favored, blessed, and loved. Are you willing to stop in this day and say, thank you? I know I am favored, graced, and blessed, no matter what's going on in your life. Because I believe, and I know, if you claim that, it shall be so. So let's claim it together and drop into prayer.